Well, hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody's having a fantastic day today. We actually have some really nice weather in Florida today. It doesn't look like it's going to rain, which is a change from what it's been for the last 3 weeks in June. And so, a lot of stuff going on. It's interesting. I was just talking to Dad and the producer a second ago before we went live. And our producer's telling us how pretty much all of the alternative media show hosts that he handles and produces for, all of them are getting yoked off of YouTube, even for just minute occurrences now. They're pretty much pulling everybody off YouTube on the alternative media site. Not the alternative media site. All the alternative media reps and all the show hosts are getting pulled down off YouTube. And it's ironic because pretty much majority of what we all talk about is very similar. You know, we talk about the truth, essentially. And at the same time, we're getting pulled down left and right. You know, our show got pulled off YouTube over a year ago, a year and a half ago. And Dad and I talked about it. We weren't even going to try to fight it at the time because we knew what was occurring. And what's ironic, the funny part about this to me, not like funny ha-ha, but just real ironic, is that if you guys recall, back in 2016, 2017, the entire aspect of this censorship from the social media, from the Facebook to the YouTube to the Google to the Twitter, all of it really started to snowball and really occur on a vast level when the fake Russian collusion hit the mainstream media. For years, it was used as the pretext to bring sites, to bring accounts, to completely shut down YouTube and Twitter accounts. And they would say, oh, they're spreading fake news. They're a Russian bot. We heard that. So, I mean, I can't even remember how many times I've heard that. Or they're spreading hate speech with their fake news. And they would shut down another account on YouTube, completely banning them from promoting or talking about anything again. When in reality, most of the news that was talked about that they deemed to be fake news and hate speech was simply real, true news. And it's ironic now that after the entire report was released and there was no report of any Russian collusion whatsoever, we have not seen any backstepping from YouTube or Google or Facebook or Twitter. Quite the contrary, we've actually seen an uptick in the censorship on these social media platforms, which shows you 100% without question that the Russian collusion narrative was nothing more than an excuse for a pretext to start completely and totally censoring the alternative media for what is about to happen next in this country. I was talking to Ruben and Steve in the office earlier. We were discussing this whole drone incident that happened yesterday and how, you know, Trump said he's not going to do anything right now and it was an unmanned drone. And then we have Lindsey Graham and all these other hardcore Zionists on national television right now basically saying that we need to start attacking the Iran Navy. We need to start attacking their oil refineries. We need to start attacking their military installations. And it's justified because, you know, they shot down a drone. We need to do all that because they shot down a drone that was allegedly in international airspace, but also allegedly in Iranian airspace, and we've not seen evidence on either side to prove otherwise. And what's interesting to me about it is I brought up the topic of the drones. You know, we've been so accustomed now to drones that it's just, we talk about it all the time. Oh, the drone got shot down, or a drone was spying, or oh, a drone wiped out, you know, 50 civilians in an Afghanistan housing townhouse, you know, because there was one terrorist. You remember, there was one terrorist in the basement, so we dropped the entire building on him and killed 50 women and children on top of that. But it's completely justified because we got this one terrorist. And, you know, the aspect of it is I really think there needs to be a discussion at the table again from the American population and really holding accountability to the government on what we're actually using drones for. You know, the FBI has drones, the CIA has drones, the DEA has drones, the military has literally an unknown amount of drones that we deploy all over the world at any point in time, spying on individuals and deploying missiles at whim. And so it really has reached a point now because it's quite troubling, because I told you guys, remember a month ago, that DARPA has now come out with a full artificial intelligence controlled drone system. This isn't hypothetical anymore. They've already built it. It's already tested. They're already working on it, and they're wanting to start deploying it over next year with the U.S. military. So now we're about to have unmanned aerial drones that are now going to be controlled by AI, and obviously the next step in that has always been the next step. We'll be arming them. So we're going to allow an artificial intelligence to operate an unmanned aircraft tens of thousands of feet up in the sky with Tomahawk missiles or whatever other type of munitions deployment they're going to have on their platform. And at that point in time, they say, well, you know, we'll use it to hunt terrorists. It'll be easier because they'll be able to engage, you know, on their own discretion as AI. And the next question that everybody has asked themselves is, what deems them to be a terrorist? Because they're, you know, in the Middle East and they're running around screaming crazy, you know, Islamic tirades in a cave, they're a terrorist now. And again, you guys know I'm not a fan of a lot of the Islamic ideology. I don't agree with it whatsoever. I think a lot of it has penetrated the United States and it's horrific and we need to handle it in our own country. But using that as justification to run unmanned aerial drones over a sovereign country and launch missiles into civilian areas to kill individuals that we deem a terrorist based solely on the interpretation of what an AI claims them to be a terrorist is Skynet. That's full-blown Skynet, guys, whether anybody wants to believe that or not. That is a complete and total Skynet autonomous system that is now giving the hands of life and death into the artificial intelligence programs. And I just think we all need to look at this again because, you know, the AI system can make everything very, very easy in some cases. But in other cases, it can make other things very, very dangerous. And, you know, we really need to, as Americans, need to draw a line in the sand with this AI because, as we know, this is trying to go further with the globalist agenda. But there's a lot more of us than there are of them as far as when it comes to these AI systems. And we really need to have a red line that we say, listen, this is no more. This is not acceptable. We're not going to allow artificial intelligence systems to penetrate this sector of our lives or this sector of our security or this sector of our military. And I, you know, I don't know how to do that completely. You know, I'm open to ideas. I'm very open to ideas. I know we have the manpower in the United States. But as I'm seeing all this right now, Dad, and I'm seeing the algorithms on YouTube and Google, they've completely and totally shut down almost all alternative media that speaks the truth. We see now that we're trying to go to war with Iran. We see all these different things that are going on, and all of it's trying to promote this AI system that's for the greater good, so to speak. And at the same time, we have to ask ourselves, what is really going on? Because we talk about that on the show all the time, but for a lot of new listeners and people that don't even listen to the show, we have to ask questions. That is something that is just a crucial part of what we are in right now. We have to ask questions, and we have to use reasoning skills to look at these things and say, is this okay what they're doing? Am I okay with it? Am I going to consent and allow it to go further? Because always remember, as I said yesterday, consent is one thing that a free population gives to a government, is consent. And if we don't consent, they cannot take it unless they try to forcibly take it as a tyrannical government. So always remember that, Dad. And that's what we really have to start looking at right now.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and go esoteric here for one second. Number one, we have to understand that Lucifer is using AI in order to control the population of the planet. Lucifer is using the Sabbatean Kabbalists, the Bilderberger Group, the Council of 300, the Vatican, the high levels of the Vatican that have become corrupt. All of this stuff is being used to enslave the population of the planet in order to put them into a mode of worshiping AI or Lucifer. Now, I'm going to say something that's going to go out on a limb with you guys for just a second, but you got to just listen to me for a second. They've already done this before. They've already done this before. They've already taken over the planet in Genesis chapter 6, this AI thing. They did it with the pyramids, by putting them on magnetic ley lines, by controlling the Schumann resonance, the magnetic field. I've done entire shows on it. I talked a little bit about it yesterday again. How do we know this isn't what Lucifer does every time he wants to take over a different planet, a different whatever, a different dimension? I mean, why do we have an asteroid field in the middle of our solar system where it used to be a planet? What the heck happened there? What the heck happened with Mars? You know, that we see structures on Mars that appear to be structures. I mean, we've seen that for years. We see what appears to be structures on the moon. I mean, how do we know that this isn't some type of infiltration that's going on throughout the entire universe that God created, this AI intrusion? And they've used people by rewarding them stuff in this holographic universe we live in, by allowing them to have knowledge or information, or they give them, you know, material goods in order to control them, or they blackmail them. How do we know this hasn't happened on many other planets in the past? I mean, there's a war going on in the heavenlies. The Bible tells us that. It's been going on for a long, long time. And we just happen to have gotten ourselves caught in the middle of this mess. And because they've implemented the Internet of Things, okay, to be used to enslave us. And because I guess we were created in God's image and we had enough sense, we were able to use it back against them. And we've created podcasts and all types of other shows like this, some good, some bad, some real, some fake, to basically tell everybody what's going on. But this is not a battle of flesh and blood. I you know, it's so funny. We're one of the only shows that always bring that back up, because we try to do what we can to keep everything from a Christian perspective. This is not a battle of flesh and blood. These guys are playing for real to enslave the entire population of the planet again. God intervened last time with Noah. God Almighty did what he did and basically destroyed his own creation in order to stop what AI was doing, or Lucifer was doing, or whatever you want to call this entity, whatever it is. How do we know this is not what it does? It gets into other star systems. It gets into other planets. And you're right, Austin. We've suddenly found ourselves in the middle of a galactic struggle. I mean, gosh, it's kind of like, sounds like Star Wars, you know, or Terminator, or, you know, or AI, or Skynet, you know. And so when they can tie you into an alpha, into a D-wave computer, into an interdimensional interface with Lucifer, in which everything has an IP address, and every single living thing basically is connected into a hive mind, they can control you. You know, almost everyone we know that has had YouTube shows have been demonetized or have had their platforms pulled. I mean, literally everybody. The only ones who have not are the ones that primarily stay with what's called just regular mainstream news. And I'm not saying that they're not legit, because, you know, a lot of them are. They're good people. But the problem is, once you delve off into this stuff that we're talking about right now, okay, you just send up all kinds of flares to these boys and girls, because they don't know what to do. It's like I've used this analogy before. It's like you're laying in bed at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you hear something at the front door, and you pick up your 12-gauge Sega with a 20-round drum, and you make sure you're locked and loaded, and you go in a prone position, and you're laying on the floor, and all of a sudden your bedroom door opens up, and you hit the person walking through the door with a flashlight, you know, in the face, and all of a sudden you're like, he's like, uh-oh, this is not the right house, wrong house, wrong place, wrong time, right now. That's what's happened with these guys. They're trying to basically sneak into everybody's house, have your refrigerator spy on you, have your appliances spy on you, have your thermostat spy on you, have your everything, your TV set, you know, with Samsung, with cameras watching you, and you're like, yeah, I don't think we want you to do this to us. And so think through this with me. This is not any longer a theory. These things are happening right now. You know, Trump said he's going to moderate his response. He was ready for full attacks last night during Obama bunch of sites, and he realized that it wasn't going to be right, because they shoot down a drone. Now he's going to just kill a bunch of people, destroy billions of dollars of infrastructure. So he chose not to do it. Also, Iran's coming out now and saying that the drone was following a passenger airplane. Are you listening to me, friends? It was using the radar signal. This is what the Mossad was doing attacking Syria. They were sending their F-16s and F-18s or whatever they were using, their F-22s, they were sending them in behind passenger aircraft. And they basically said, hey, you know, you guys can't do that. This is why that one passenger aircraft got shot down, because it was using that aircraft as a basically shield. And Iran says, we held back and we didn't shoot down this passenger aircraft. We knew what they were doing again. So, guys, ask yourself a question. You know, what in the world can we do? That's number one, is we got to pray. I mean, we got to pray like we've never prayed before, because remember, when we pray, we counter-affect everything they do, because when we pray, we create scalar waves. And scalar waves allow us to literally change the fabric of time-space. And so we have to be in guard in prayer. We have to know who we are and what we are in Christ Jesus. We have to understand the power and authority. So I've told you guys, you never pray for people to die. You never pray to curse people. You don't do that, because we have too much authority to do that. We have too much power to do that. We can't do that. We got to pray that they be exposed, that God's will be done in their life. God will take care of all the rest of it. The word says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. That's what he tells us. So we don't have to try to invoke some type of witchcraft thing on people to try to get them to stop doing what they're doing. Just pray they get exposed. I've got it from a very reputable source now, whether it happens or not, I don't know, that Jared Kushner and Ivanka, you know, may actually be looking at back at, you know, Christianity, you know, but you know, as far as changing. Now, whether that's true or not, I have no idea. And it could just be fake news, because I sure don't see any change from the White House. I mean, these super liberals who are pushing abortion like Ivanka, you know, I don't see any of that. So it's probably just some kind of fake news and we're being handled. But yesterday, I was contacted by a very high source who has regular meetings in the White House asking me if I want to attend the White House to one of these meetings. And I said, yeah, I said, but they're not going to like the questions I ask, because I'm going to bring up the gay stuff. I'm going to bring up the gun stuff. I'm going to bring up the wall stuff. I'm going to bring up all of it. I'm going to bring up what Ann Coulter said about what's going on. And I'm going to sit here and talk to these people, and we're going to have a little dialogue, and I'm not going to be pushed into a corner. Because what happens is, how can I say this nicely? I was talking to the same individual who actually met with Donald Trump 2 weeks ago, actually had a sit-down meeting in the White House in the Oval Office. And I asked him, did you bring this stuff up? And he said, well, when you're in that situation, you don't want to discuss policy. You just want to basically, you know, be cordial. And I'm looking, and I said, the heck you don't. I said, if you got a sit-down meeting with the President of the United States and you want to talk about what they had for dinner last night, and you want to talk about how we could chit-chat and maybe do this or that together, or what's going to happen at Mar-a-Lago this weekend, that's crap. That's bull crap. Yeah, you got a sit-down president meeting. You say, Donald Trump, Mr. President, why in the world do we have over 100,000 people coming across the border every month? Why are you allowing the Department of Homeland Security to work with the Border Patrol agencies to relocate these people all over the country? Why are you allowing these people to flood in from Africa, from South America, from Central America? Why have you not stopped it? Do you not have the authority to stop it? Has this government been usurped? Mr. President, why are you pushing a homosexual agenda in which you tell us that basically you want your administration to be the most gay-friendly administration ever in the history of the White House, and yet you claim to be a Christian, and you say that you want to do what's right in Jesus' eyes? Well, do you know what Romans says? Do you know what the book of Leviticus says? Do you know what the book of Deuteronomy says about being gay? Do you know what it says about all that? Do you know how these pedophiles are sodomizing these young children? Why is that okay with you and your administration? Why won't you discuss this and talk about it? Mr. President, what's going on with the wall? Mr. President, and I'm going to sit there. If I have a chance, Austin, and they actually make, because I told them, I said, you really want me in the White House? Do you really want me in the Oval Office? I said, I'll go. But I'm not going to sit there like a wallflower and be cordial. I'm going to be very nice and very respectful. But I'm going to say, these are specific. I said, Mr. President, why are you signing red flag gun laws? Why are you trying to get rid of suppressors? Why are you messing with our Second Amendment rights? This is not what you told us when we put you in office. That's what I'm going to say. Now, whether or not that ever happens, who in the world knows? They're probably going to listen to two or three of my shows with you, Austin. They're going to say, there's no way we're putting this guy in the White House, guys. He's going to rattle the doggone cage and have him escorted out. But the reality is, if I get a chance, and I give you this, I tell you this, and I give you my word, my friends listening to me right now, if I get a chance to get up there and get to, I mean, if I get in to talk to the press secretary, I mean, any of these people, and I'm in a meeting, I'm going to bring up every single issue. To the point they're going to have to pick me up and walk out the door with me, basically kicking and screaming, because I'm going to say, by God, you're not going to pretend like this isn't happening. You know, this happy, happy, happy all the time, everything's good here in the White House. Let's have a big rally in Orlando. Let's not talk about the queers. Oop, I said the word queer, and I sure did. Let's not talk about the queer agenda, the militant homosexual agenda. Let's not talk about that in Orlando. Let's not talk about the red flag gun laws. Let's not talk about what's going on with Jared Kushner at the Bilderberger Group. Oh, my gosh, for heaven's sakes, let's not talk about that. Let's not talk about any of this stuff. And forgive me, and let's not talk about those millions of illegal immigrants who have come into the country, Mr. President, that you say you're going to deport starting next week, which that's another lie. Let's not talk about that. Let's not talk about that, because I'm going to talk about that. Because there's no, and see, that's the problem. We've got too many alternative talk show hosts that won't discuss this issue. Let's talk about the greater Israel agenda. Let's talk about Dr. General Wesley Clark. I had played the show already, what he said about overthrowing seven countries. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the rebuilding of the Third Temple. And let's talk about the enshrinement of the Antichrist in the Holy of Holies. Let's talk about him being pierced with the spear of destiny. Let's talk about all that stuff. Why don't we discuss that and find out what in the world's really going on? And let's not play the little fluffy stuff. Oh, Melania had such a pretty real dress on at the thing. I don't give a crap. Okay, she's pretty. Got that. Nice dress. Got that. That is not an issue. Not an issue. I don't care what Melania wears, if she's pretty. I could care less. I've got a beautiful wife, too. You know, I don't make a big deal about that. I'm not going to, you know, be all, oh, my God, it's Melania. What? I don't care. I want to know what in the world is going on in the mind of the president. If this government's been usurped, he needs to get on national TV, State of the Union address, and go off script. Here's your speech, Mr. President. Okay, great, I've studied it. And after about the first paragraph, say, oh, by the way, just thought I'd mention something to you. It's called the Exchange Stability Fund. 1934, the United States Treasury was usurped by the federal, by the Rothschild banking cartel through the Federal Reserve, and they've taken over the country. They've been running black operations through the CIA and funding themselves since 1930s and the 40s. Oh, wow, where'd that come from? Oh, Mr. President, that's conspiracy theory. Oh, no, it's not. I've got a website set up, and here are all the documented facts. You guys can go to it. Oh, and by the way, the CIA killed John F. Kennedy. And Mr. President comes out last week. He goes, oh, I think I know who did 9/11. He's the President of the United States of America, and he says, I think I know who did 9/11. Well, crap! If the President of the United States can't figure out who did 9/11, being the President, I think I know, who in the world can figure that mess out? Oh, that's right. We already know, don't we? The guys who took down Building 7 are the same guys who killed John F. Kennedy. Oh, that's right. They're the same guys that basically usurped the Catholic Church with Vatican II back in the 60s. Oh, that's the same guys. They're the same guys that were pushing the drug running out of Vietnam and out of Afghanistan. Oh, that's right. They're the same guys that enslaved China with the opium trade. This is the same group of people. It's the same group. It's always the same stinking low-life sacks of crap group, the same satanic group that's been doing this since Genesis chapter 6. They did it once, and they're benign Nephilim, sons of the fallen. They consider themselves to be the progeny of Lucifer himself, and they're the ones that run the show. And we got to keep our heart and our mind on Jesus Christ, and we got to realize who the enemy is. It's not about Melania's stupid yellow dress. It's about the fact that they're trying to take our Second Amendment rights. It's about they're trying to enslave us with 5G. It's that they're spraying us with aluminum and barium every single day with these stinking chemtrails all over the world. Why? Because they're the ones that did 9/11. They're the ones who took down Building 7. People say, it's the Illuminati, it's the Illuminati. Okay, whatever. I understand what happened with all the stuff in the 1700s with the Illuminati. I got that. It's just easier not to try to explain this to people what the Illuminati is. It's easier to say the guys who took down Building 7. It's just the easiest way of looking at all of this stuff. It's the guys who took down Building 7. It's the guy who sprayed us with chemtrails. It's the guy that basically, the guys who said, Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction. Artificial sweeteners are good for you. Everybody needs statin drugs, and every child needs to have 76 vaccines. It's the same people that say all that crap, and they're all lies. The problem is, like Goebbels said, when he copied his master Edward Bernays in Germany, you know, the great, great cousin of Sigmund Freud, who was also a Sabbatean Kabbalist, and Bernays was a Sabbatean Kabbalist, and he said that if you tell a lie big enough, long enough, and hard enough, everybody believes it. I mean, Goebbels was a big fan of Bernays. Think what I'm saying, friends. Edward Bernays was a Sabbatean Kabbalist, and so was Sigmund Freud. And they brought us all this filthy crap that we're supposed to believe. Sigmund Freud was a stinking cocaine addict, and basically was a sex pervert weirdo. I mean, it's what he was. We had to study that stuff in my psychology degree. He's a sicko. Yet he's held out in front of us as the example of what we need to do. Oh, you've got the id, and you've got this, and you've got that, and you've got this. And everybody's mad because they have penis envy. What the heck? Who? Penis envy? Who came up with crap like this? See, this is the stuff they tell us, Austin, and they pour this crap in. And then they say, oh, modern art is beautiful. The old Rembrandt and all the old statues, that's ugly. It has to be modern art with all distorted lines and faces and features. No, that's Lucifer talking again, trying to destroy what God made good. Everything is to be turned upside down. to make the world as evil as they possibly can. That's their goal, to bring back in their serpent god. This is the goal of these whack bags. And we need to know who they are and what they are. So, yes, a lot of alternative people are hurting. Sheila's hurting. I mean, you know, she's got her revenue stream way down now. I mean, you know, all of us have. But to me, I didn't – Austin, I looked at this on the numbers last year, and I said, you know what? Our YouTube numbers aren't that high, but I'm not going to count on trying to rebuild this when they took us off YouTube. This, remember, I was one of the first they took off, guys. Think about what I'm saying here. I was taken off February a year ago. A year and a half ago, they yanked me and Austin off YouTube. They didn't like our shows. We had like hundreds of shows on there, and they yanked like every one of them but two. And I'm like, what the heck? How do you do that? How many strikes is that? So I told Todd, pull the rest of it down. I'm done. I'm finished. I'm not playing this game with these whack bags. They're not going to censor me or tell me what I'm going to say. Now, Green Meadow Info, you know, their mail server, they use MailChimp, and MailChimp has been co-opted. And now they've told MailChimp, I guess, whoever runs MailChimp, that they can no longer send out emails or newsletters or whatever for Green Med Info because they sent out stuff that was anti-vaccination. Yeah, that just happened. You think, what the heck? See, this is what they do. And it's all started, just like Austin said earlier, with those stupid Russian bots. And Austin, you and I called this out last year. We called it out 2 years ago now. We called it out with Hagman. That's right, 2 years. We called it. This has nothing to do with the Russian stuff. It has everything to do with censorship of the alt media. We called it out. We called it out on Hagman. We called it out on this show. And doggone it if we weren't right again on this stuff. And, you know, it's frustrating to me because I'm telling you guys, it ain't going to stop. They have to have total control of the airwaves and the internet. They want to use it to enslave you, not to free you. They don't want it to be the new Gutenberg press. They want it to be the new set of shackles they can put on you. Anyhow, I've been on a tirade. Okay, Austin, what's your next story? But I've had enough.
And to touch base on that with MailChimp, that was actually the next article I was going to talk about because that was so troubling. Because I mean, MailChimp came out this week, and I mean, they were having issues last week because I follow Green Meadow Info a lot because they have a lot of good info on health stuff, and a lot of articles that they were sending out on their email database through MailChimp were not landing. People were not receiving them if they involved anything about vaccines. Well, Green Meadow Info has a ton of info about vaccines, and then all of a sudden, MailChimp basically comes out now and completely shuts down their account. They said they've been spending an average of over $3,000 a month for years now with MailChimp as their email service provider, actually back since 2007. So, I mean, they have spent a significant size amount of money on email platforms, sending emails out for, you know, the better half of 12 years with MailChimp, and MailChimp just came straight out now. But now there's basically, they're alleging that the status is the CDC Foundation partner. Apparently, MailChimp has partnered with the CDC recently in some type of subsidiary or conglomerate, and now that's exactly what they're doing. And see, the ironic part about this, you guys got to think about this for a second from the vaccine standpoint. I was talking to a buddy of mine about this yesterday. I was saying, you know, I understand the aspect of vaccines and how certain vaccines, I'm not against all vaccines. I'm not a lot of people are anti-vaccine. Anti-vax is just a label they use now as conspiracy theorists to basically use it and deem people to make fun of them like they're an anti-vaxxer, like they're an idiot. I understand what vaccines do, and if we have a true vaccine for some type of disease that's highly contagious and highly deadly, then, yeah, I got it. And we come out with something that's been third and fourth party lab tested, has been researched and studied and evaluated, has made sure it's free of all heavy metal toxins, it's free from all types of toxic elements like formaldehyde and polyasorbate 80, it's free from aborted fetal cell tissue. Yeah, I think I don't have a bit of problem with that for something that is incredibly contagious and very deadly. But the difference is, not a single vaccine exists that fits any of those criteria now. We've given them carte blanche immunity to do whatever they want. And I've gotten arguments with people. They're like, you're a horrible parent. I cannot believe you don't vaccinate. And I say, here's the thing, you blithering idiot. Most people don't realize this, but you talk to any doctor, nurse practitioner, even study science at all, you understand that the child's immune system doesn't even develop doesn't even begin to develop until after 12 months, period. So injecting them with seven different vaccines because your idiot pediatrician told you to do so, it's 6 months old, makes zero logical sense whatsoever. It puts them in a massive inflammatory spike, and then you have all these different health issues. You have all these allergy issues. All these things come about. The next question that I think is funny now is that we see MailChimp censoring anybody that's talking about vaccines. We see the mainstream media calling on anybody that basically talks about vaccines and the efficacy of them and the toxicity of them needs to essentially be censored. We've even had some people go as far out to say parents that don't vaccinate their children need to be jailed. We've heard it all across the board. And then we see everybody now, as far as on the mainstream media bandwagon, trying to do everything they can to censor anybody talking about it. All the way to Australia, somebody puts up a billboard that says, "Do you know what your vaccine?" Question mark. It's shut down by the Prime Minister. Pulled down after 2 or 3 days. Does a huge media blast on it. Calls it rubbish. And so my question is this. If these individuals that are so pro-vaccine, if they're so secure in their thoughts, if they're so secure in their beliefs and their convictions about vaccines, if they know without a shadow of a doubt they're 100% effective and there's not a single side effect and they're completely safe for anybody to take at any time, why in the world do they care if there's an opposing view to them? That's just a question of mine. People that are very, very strong in their convictions don't care if people oppose them. I'm a strong Christian. I don't care if an atheist goes against me or opposes me. I'm strong in my convictions. They can bring up any topic they want, and I'll debate them or rebuttal them. I don't say all atheists need to be completely censored from ever speaking anything about their ideology. They need to be shut down and jailed if they ever talk about that in public. No, that's tyrannical. That's why we have a First Amendment, and that's one of the reasons why massive amount of people came to the United States from England, because that's exactly what they did in England. You couldn't say certain things. You couldn't speak about certain things. You couldn't ask certain questions. So for people that are so secure in their ideology with vaccines and they're so confident in their stance in science with vaccines, why are they so concerned if somebody else has an opposing viewpoint to them, to the point that they're willing to censor them to the fullest extent possible, and to the point that they demand even those people be jailed and completely silenced for having an opposing viewpoint? That right there in and of itself should raise multiple flags about the thought process and ideology and background of these hardcore communist vacciners that are trying to push this ideology against everybody's will. I mean, when you have places like New York now that are removing religious exemptions, completely removing religious exemptions in New York now, California is proud to do the same thing, saying that now in California, and California's already removed the religious exemption, excuse me, they are going in now and saying, we're going to remove the medical exemption. We're not even going to allow doctors that have a legitimate case saying this child has a latex or a peanut or an egg allergy and they're highly, highly responsive to these vaccines and they're probably going to go into cardiac arrest if we shoot them up. The Center for Disease Control over there says, no, you can't do that, doctor. You run it by us first and we'll decide if we give you permission to give them an exemption. I mean, how far in loony land do we have to go before we start asking more questions? And the issue is they've done this so effectively with the mainstream media is they've made people embarrassed to ask questions about it. They have. They made people embarrassed. You don't want to bring up vaccines anymore. We don't talk about vaccines. Do not talk about them. You get eviscerated by everybody. Don't bring it up. Because they've done this with the media. They've said, oh, you need to be jailed. You're a derelict parent. You're a horrible father. You shouldn't even have children because you don't vaccinate your kids. Blindly parroting what the mainstream media says. So my response to that is, we need to be more vocal. We need to ask more questions. Like Dad said the other day, he's down there at breakfast and he's talking to that nurse practitioner. Talks to the mother. Talking to them about vaccines. He finds out the nurse practitioner is actually not that secure in his beliefs about vaccines. Oh, but the mother is. So you always have to start doing some research, digging down, and you have to start talking about it. Because listen to me, guys. If you don't all, and I know a lot of our listeners are, and that we're trying to be the best we can. If we all don't start becoming more vocal about our beliefs and our convictions, we're going to lose the ability to even speak about those convictions. Look at what they're doing on YouTube. Look at what they're doing with MailChimp. Look at what they're doing on all these allegedly free platforms. I don't know how MailChimp is not setting themselves up for some type of lawsuit with this, because as we said before, you have two constructs to this. Either MailChimp is a free open platform that you basically are paying for as a contract, you know, and you have free content on it that people can read, and you're paying to send emails out on it, and you have the ability to send out pretty much whatever you want unless it's breaking the law, like you're sending like something weird like child porn or some perverted stuff like that, then I got it. But you're not breaking the law. There are no current laws on the books to prevent you from speaking about vaccines. So if that's the case, then MailChimp is going and saying, well, we're a private entity and we're censoring what we are allowing to be disseminated on our platform. But if that's the case, then they essentially are opening themselves up for a lawsuit, considering the fact that GreenMed Pastures, GreenMed Info, is paying to send out on their platform. So these are things that we all have to start looking into and being as vocal as possible about, because they're going against us. I mean, look at this the other day. I saw this the other day. Pastor was jailed in front of the library, the Washington Public Library, for protesting the drag queen story hour that was going inside. It was even crazier because there's significant militaristic police presence, including camouflaged snipers and a spotter on top of the roof to oversee the crowd. The New Covenant Baptist Church pastor was arrested for obstructing an officer as he argued with police that the South Hill Library was public property and he did not have to stand on the other side of the road. Video footage showed the whole incident occurred. What happened was there was protesters with the church that were basically opposing the drag queen story hour that was going on inside the library, and there were also counter protesters that were dressed up in full drag that were celebrating this drag queen story hour. Well, the drag queen people that were all dressed up in their weird little attire were standing on the sidewalk next to the library, adjacent to the library, right beside it. You could touch the library basically in the video. Well, cops came up and they said the Baptist church was not allowed to be on that side of the road. They were allowed to protest, but they had to go to their designated protest free speech zone, which was across the street, almost 150 feet away, on the other part of the sidewalk, in a little area that they designated for them. And the pastor said, is this not a public library? Do my taxpayer dollars not pay for this library? If this is a public library and a public thoroughfare and a public sidewalk, I have the right to protest on this side of the road. I am not making threats. I am not making any type of violent gestures. I have the right to protest on public property. And basically four or five cops went up to him. They basically told him he had to go on the other side of the road. And he said, no, I'm not going on the other road. This is public road. I'm not breaking any laws. Show me what law I'm breaking. And of course, they pulled the whole refusing to basically comply with the lawful command of a police officer. Always that one. That's the one that I always love. I've known multiple people that have gotten arrested for this. So basically, when an officer tells you you have to do something, even though you've broken no statute, you've broken no law, you're violating nothing whatsoever, you're not committing any type of crime, but you don't listen to the police officer telling you to do something that basically violates your constitutional right, he then allegedly has the right to arrest you and charge you with violating and not basically following the lawful command of a police officer, which this pastor was jailed for. And it was ironic because, again, the pro-drag queen individuals got to be on the side of the street to talk about how great they were, why all these children were brought inside and indoctrinated by a grown man dressed up in full drag. So I commend this pastor. I commend the congregation. I'm glad to see they went out there. I'm sad to see that Washington Police Department, Spokane, was this tyrannical. The fact that they had multiple SWAT teams out there, multiple SWAT units out there, from what I saw, including snipers on the roof because they thought there might be a confrontation. My question is this. If they had a confrontation, what's the sniper going to do? Is he planning on popping heads off on protesters that are standing on the other side of the road? Why in the world do you need Overwatch to protesters that are protesting drag queen story hour? None of these guys were armed there. None of them brandished any weapons at all. None of them in the video. They even admitted that in the article. Said nobody brought any weapons. So we have snipers providing Overwatch essentially to protect the drag queen story hour protesters that get to stand on the right side of the library street, while the protesters that are actually against the unbelievably perverted, deviant behavior these individuals have to stand on the other side of the road in their story, and basically their approved area that they have to go. Just saw another one now, too, in Iowa. A man is now being charged with a hate crime for burning a pride flag in Iowa. I can't even make this stuff up. 30-year-old Aldafo Martinez stole a gay flag from a church in Amos, Iowa, and then set it on fire in front of a gay bar that was a few blocks down the road. Martinez was originally charged with theft, disorderly conduct, and reckless use of fire, which I agree with. You can't go around lighting things on fire and throwing them in front of stuff. It's not acceptable. You start having arson, places burned down. But so that wasn't enough. But Story County Attorney Jessica Reynolds just announced that after reviewing the evidence, she is now charging Martinez with felony hate crime because he basically made slurs while lighting a flag on fire. Now, at the same time in Cleveland, Ohio, an incident that occurred back in 2016 where a protester was arrested for burning a U.S. flag at a 2016 Republican National Convention protesting Trump, the city of Cleveland now, after the attorneys have fought for 3 years, the city is now having to pay this protester $225,000, almost $250,000, for falsely arresting him for burning a flag on public property. So now we have Adolf over here that's going to jail, being charged with a hate crime for lighting a flag on fire. Not just the arson part, not disorderly conduct, but going and being charged with a hate crime for lighting a gay flag on fire, but yet you can do it to the American flag and it's okay. You can do whatever you want and it's untouchable. This is the level of depravity that we're reaching now, because remember, this is what I continue to tell everybody. And that's why I think there's kind of some homosexually nauseous. I mean, everybody's getting sick of it. They won't change their standards. They want everybody else to set their standards. Their deviant behavior is so bad, nobody wants to accept it, but it's so horrific, they won't change it. They want everybody else to accept it instead. And this is why it's so important, why I've told everybody, you have to make sure you protect your kids. Don't let them get exposed to this stuff. These growing young minds, they're like sponges, and at these young ages, and they're 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, they're so susceptible, and that's why they're pushing this agenda, guys. That's why they're doing drag queen story hour at public libraries, and these idiot parents are so stupid because they don't want to be labeled, you know, homophobic or, you know, any of this stuff. They're taking their kids to be exposed to this stuff at 4 or 5 years old to just pervert their ideology growing up for the rest of their life. Do not allow them to be exposed to that. We have to do everything we can to protect this younger generation, because they are the ones that are going to be up here in this fight in the next 10 to 15 years. And if we lose their morals and their ethics and their biblical ground, there will be nothing left. It doesn't matter how hard I fight or how hard dad fights, none of it. It doesn't matter. It'll be over with, because the younger generation will come in, they will accept this deviant behavior, they will vote in these laws, and they will accept it as a new societal norm, which will be essentially every thought of every man being evil all the time. Always remember, like Dad said, Sodom and Gomorrah. Angels came into the city. They go to his house. They go to Lot's house over here, and they say, listen, every man in the city, it says, you can read it, every man, young and old, descended upon his house and said, we want those two men that you brought in there so we can have our way with them. There's a whole city, by the way, it's a whole city of other people to do debauchery with and deviant behavior with. But these two angels came in, and every man, young and old, went to his house and demanded he let them out so they could basically rape these angels. That's the level of depravity that these individuals that are involved in this lifestyle go to. And it may not be all of them all the time. This is exactly what they want to do as far as right now. But that's where it goes, and that's where it's headed, and that's exactly what they're trying to normalize all the time, including pedophilia, hence why they're desensitizing these children with this whole drag queen transgender nonsense now. They want to bring in pedophilia. That's the sick, perverted thing they're doing next. May not be this year, may not be next year, but we give it a couple more years, they're going to start trying to legalize it and make it normal, Dad. And that is a whole other level that we can't even stoop to.
Well, that's exactly what they're going to do. I mean, the Democrats are already pushing that in many areas. I mean, they want to lower the allowable age of sex for children. you know, from like 16, 15, 18 in certain areas all the way down to 10, 11, 12. And then it'll be 8, 9, and 10. I mean, you know, you got to remember, the Talmud says that you can have sex with a child like age 3. 3? You know, and the Muslims, they believe that you can have marry somebody, you know, that's an infant. I mean, there's some weird stuff going on. I mean, you know, Muhammad had sex with, you know, he married this girl and he consummated the sex when she was like 9 years old. I mean, this is where it's going. And because this is just, and they say it's just their culture, this is what they do. And again, I'm going to say something. I'm going to say this before, I'm going to say it again because I have a lot of new listeners every day. We have a lot of new listeners every day. When a child, until a child's about 7, 8 years old, they're in a theta brainwave state. They have no filter. Everything you say to them, they believe. And they hardwired into the brain. This is why they're doing it with these young children. This is why they're having the drag queen story hours. You bring a child that's 4 or 5 years old, and you bring him into a drag queen story hour. He thinks it's cool. He thinks it's kind of neat. The girl's got makeup. The guy's got makeup. He doesn't know what's going on. He just thinks it's okay because his parents are telling him it's okay. And you hardwire program that child to believe this is okay behavior. And this is what happens. And so this is what we have to avoid until a child's 8 or 9 years old. What is that NAMBLA thing, that North American Men with Boys Association, that sick, perverted group? They've got a thing that they say sex before 8 or it's too late. That's their mole. That's their goal. You think, oh, gosh, Ted, I can't believe you're talking about this stuff. That's what they say. Sex before 8 or it's too late. In other words, you've got to get them when they're still in a theta brainwave state so you can go ahead and continue to sodomize them. And this is what happens to so many of these Hollywood children who get into Hollywood. They want to be actors and actresses. And this is why so many of them have so many personality problems, disorders, and suicide levels, because they get sodomized as very young children by these, almost said a bad word, perverts in Hollywood. And it's so frustrating to me that this stuff goes on and on and on. This thing with this guy who gets busted for all these adult women. This isn't just women. This goes down all the way to children. It goes down to young children. And it's sad to me, Austin, this goes on. And let's talk one more thing about what you said about the police officers arresting you for failing to obey their command. It doesn't matter if their command is constitutional. It doesn't matter if their command is a real law or a made-up law or something they feel that day. If you don't listen to what they say to you do, you have to basically, they can arrest you on the spot and charge you. And remember, this is a misdemeanor, but it's a criminal misdemeanor. I mean, you go to jail for this. So if they say to you, you can't protest here, you need to go across the street, you say, well, the rules are that I can be here, and they say, no, you need to go across the street. And you say, well, I'm not going to do that because that's not right. They can arrest you right there on the spot. Years ago, this was all dismissed, but I was charged with failure to apply, you know, listen to a police officer or fire department official, you know, because of a seatbelt check. And I was basically given these citations to go to court. You know, these were criminal misdemeanors. And before it was over with, 3 of the people involved got fired. I mean, I racked it. I raised H.E. double sticks. And because that was right in the middle of Lakeland, police department was super corrupt. And I mean, it was the nuttiest thing. And these guys just lied and lied and lied and lied and lied. I've told you this story before. I'm not going to go back over to the air again. And of course, I didn't lay down. I hired a number one defense attorney in Polk County. And I said, we're gonna dance. We're going to teach these boys we're going to tell them about the constitutional rights. And we did. And everything got dismissed. They just wanted me to go away. I was a tar baby they couldn't get rid of. And the problem, I mean, I had multiple internal affairs investigations done. I mean, pushed it, had it done. And they lied under oath. They all lied under oath multiple times. It was the most insane thing you guys have ever seen until the state attorneys were so nauseous of it, he just wanted to go away. We're dismissing all of this. This is just ridiculous. It's going on and on. Went on for a year and a half because I wasn't going to put up with this crap. See, the biggest problem, Austin, is people don't do that. They allow these guys to do this, and they say, well, we're going to plea bargain this out. You have to do this, 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 blah, 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 blah. Never. No, I'm not going to do any of that. We're going to play this game with you guys. And that's what they hate. The same thing with the Department of Family Services. If they show up at your house because you've messed with somebody allegedly is mad at you, and they said that you spanked little Johnny in public, and you popped him on the leg or on the butt because he wasn't listening because he was screaming and pitching a fit. Oh, my God, he's an abuser. And they send us, they sick these clowns on you. You got to go immediately to the attorney and make this stuff go away. You can't dance with these people and get caught into their meat grinder. You got to step away from it. See, this is why I say to you guys all the time, know your rights, know what you're allowed to do, because these guys are going to do everything they can to destroy you and this country to the best of their ability, because it's always the same people running the show. Always remember that. By the way, staggering drug bust shows traffickers turning to the East Coast. This is obfuscation. This is from the AP Wire, a Rothschild news organization, along with Reuters. If drug interdiction can be compared to a giant game of whack-a-mole, federal law enforcement officials delivered one mighty wallop this week when they raided a container ship in Philadelphia's port and discovered a staggering amount of cocaine. Hidden inside seven shipping containers were 33,000 pounds of cocaine, one of the largest caches ever intercepted on U.S. shores, and a quantity that almost beyond comprehension. As Patrick Traynor, a spokesperson for the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency Philadelphia, put it Wednesday, federal officials estimated the seized drugs had a street value of more than $1 billion. This is a big drug bust. I don't know if it was staged. I don't know if it was a false flag. I don't know what happened to the drugs after they were seized. All I know is this. The heroin market is $1.5 trillion a year. This is a drop in the bucket. Remember, it takes 1,000 billions to make a trillion, so it takes 1,500 billions to make 1.5 trillion. This is a tiny, tiny, tiny amount. And they always do this also. They always throw in a good drug bust here and there to try to show, oh, this is how all these drugs are coming into the United States. Yep. It's not coming in the CIA with their thousand lily pad bases. It's coming in from these cartels. They're doing this. No, every once in a while they throw this in there to let you think that they're actually trying to do something. By the way, Roy Moore, and I'm glad to hear this, says he's now running for Senate again in Alabama. He said Thursday he will run for the U.S. Senate in Alabama after President Donald Trump and other leading Republicans urged the former Supreme Court Justice to stay out of the race. I mean, why is Trump wanting this guy not to be in the race? I mean, what's wrong with Trump? Why does he think this stuff is okay and he can treat us, all of us, like this? This isn't okay. Judge Roy Moore should have been the one in the Senate right now instead of that unbelievably hardcore leftist pro-abortion Democrat. Why? Because Donald Trump did not endorse him in that race. It was ridiculous. The American Spectator has put out a really good article, and I've got to post it to our website. It's called Multiculturalism is a Nation Killer: Identity Politics, Mobilization, and Political Devolution. Politics about power and how to keep it. Politics about mobilizing votes. It should come as no surprise that candidates can say one thing on one day, here we go, and another day because they say whatever needs to be said to appeal to their electorate. In other words, they lie continuously. Pervert, pedophile Joe Biden instantaneously flip-flops on abortion. Barack Obama and Bill Clinton were as much against illegal immigration as Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton was once against gay marriage. In totalitarian societies, the truth is what the listen to this. In totalitarian societies, the truth is what the dictator says it is at any given moment. In democratic societies, the truth is what the mass public wants to hear at any given moment. That's the fact, guys. They do all kinds of research, and they constantly monitor this show, find out what we're saying, find out what the truth is. Faced with the outpouring of civil rights demonstrations in the American streets, Kennedy said that he needed to get people off the streets, not that he needed to find a dignity for the plight of black Americans. That would come later when it would be palatable to mainstream Americans. Politics in America is about the competition of special interest groups for political power. Once victorious, an interest group does not go away. It escalates its demands. This is exactly what they've done to the United States with the group of people that came over with the Frankfurt School, the communists, in order to infuse their beliefs and ideology into the United States, destroying the Boy Scouts of America, destroying the Girl Scouts of America, destroying patriotism, destroying nationalism. This is the goal. Infusing us with all types of other cultures that have no idea what they're doing here. Somebody gave them a ticket. That'd be George Soros, also known as Rothschild cutout, sending them to the United States with rolls of $100 bills. Oh, yeah, we talked about that this week already. This is the same group of people that have done this to us over and over and over again and have done it to the entire planet. This is the group. Multiculturalism is a nation killer. That's exactly what it is, because nations are formed around boundaries and borders which are inclusive to the groups and to their beliefs. And when you bring other people into these groups and beliefs with other types of beliefs and other types of groups and other types of ideologies, the nation falls apart. It happened in Rome. It's happened in almost every other country in the world over and over and over again. And the people who basically control us from the shadows are the ones that cause it. Guys, I'll be on Hagman tonight. Looking forward to the show. Sharon will also be on Hagman with me. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for being with us today. Thank you for listening. I had the opportunity and the privilege, and I mean that from the deepest part of my heart, to pray for you today. I thank you guys. I thank you for supporting Health Masters. I thank you for getting your multiple vitamins from us. I thank God Almighty that He's given us a platform and given us health masters to buy this show and buy the clock, and we don't have to worry about YouTube views, and that you guys are there willing and you're helpful to, as far as getting supplements from us. I want to just thank you from the bottom of my heart. It means so much to me that you get your vitamins and your toothpaste and your deodorant, and you say, well, really, Ted? Yeah, it really does. Because if it wasn't for you guys doing that for us right now, we couldn't be here doing the show. And guys, if you've noticed, we're not tiptoeing through the tulips. We are laying it down, and because of you, I love you guys. I appreciate you. Austin, go ahead and finish it up, and I'll do the write-up.
Absolutely, Bud. And Ted and Sharon will both be on the Hagman Show tonight, so you guys be on the lookout for that. They got a good show for you guys, a lot of different stuff going on. So both of them, Sharon hasn't been on in a while, so I was talking to Ted about it earlier today, and he said he was going to go on the show, and she was going to go on. So be sure to check that out tonight with the Hagman Report. Also, too, check out the product of the week. As you guys know, the D3 10,000, I told you yesterday, having a big sale on that right now. On the front page of the website is product of the week. And really, really, really good stuff that we have going on right now, guys. We're doing the absolute best we give to give you guys the best deals, the best sales, the best prices, and, you know, trying to listen to you. That's why we let you guys vote on product of the week. And when we do stuff like that, you know, we try to take care of you guys the best we can to get you guys the highest quality supplements, because the truth about it is, we got to stay healthy. When it comes down to it, your health is one of your most valuable assets that you have to take care of right now, because without health, you can't do much of anything else. So thank you for your support. Be sure to check that on the website. And also, too, the Hagman Healthy Immune Kit, the Libido Support Kit, both of those are on sale right now on the front page of the website. And, of course, we still have our organic CBD hemp oil on the website, which is a great product as well, and the Vive Eye Rescue Wrinkle Relief Serum on sale for over 20% off. So be sure to check all of that out right now. And just please, please continue to spread the information. Get the truth out there. That's why we have our free weekly newsletter. We use Django Mail. We haven't seemed to have any issues with it. We have a few people that haven't gotten emails, or they say it's not going through. So we're trying to see if we're having any blocks on that. But overall, we seem to be doing pretty good with it. So please sign up for our free weekly newsletter. Lots of different specials and sales. We put that on all the time. Thank you for your support. You guys have a blessed, safe, awesome night. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.